E! News time. And it's brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Here's Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, I will have a small piece of audio here. And we are joined by our rant revival friend, our leader in rantdom, Gordon Keith.
What is happening, hardliners?
Hi, Gordy.
Hi.
Do you have Twitch tonight?
Yeah. Twitch, 7:35.
Okay.
The web address is twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. Just hang out with me and other P1s.
Turn your TV on, find the Gordon Keith channel, and you are in.
Yep. That's right.
It's as simple as that.
That's it.
All right.
Or
well,
go to the web.
I did ask for special dispensation from OGE News for Kanye content today.
I don't like it, but go ahead.
Well, sometimes we can't avoid it. So we knew that Kanye and his wife, his Kim Kardashian lookalike wife, Bianca Censori, had been on the rocks ever since they had the stunt at the Grammys where they did the photo op outside the theater where she dropped her fur coat and she was wearing a see-through bodysuit and she was basically completely nude.
Yes.
And since then, things have been rocky. There are rumors that they're splitting up. Well, Kanye, he is kind of indicating that those rumors are true. Because he just dropped a brand new song called Bianca. And Bianca is from his new album, WW3, which, by the way, features a red swastika on the cover.
The Nazis.
This is why he's banned.
Right.
But you go ahead.
And so, in the song, some of the lyrics, and I'm not going to attempt to mimic Kanye's flow. I will just read the lyrics. But he says, Bianca, I just want you to come back to me. My baby, she ran away, but first she tried to get me committed. Not going to the hospital because I'm not sick. I just do not get it. She's having a panic attack, and she's not liking the way that I tweeted. Until Bianca's back, I stay up all night. I'm not going to sleep. I really don't know where she's at. And then,
oh, I thought he was going to rhyme.
You got great flow, man.
Yeah, you
thank
do.
You.
What's the rhyme?
I know there's not much rhyme. I don't get it.
And then he says that I don't know if this is factual, but
I thought he was going to rhyme tweeted with queefed.
Yeah, that there was nothing to filter it when she was on the red carpet at the Grammys. And I don't know if this is factual, but he says that he tracked her location using his car's app. I guess he has
this still part of the rap?
A Maybach? No.
Oh.
You know,
is this Mr. Ryan?
The fancy Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
And he says,
oh, yeah.
I'm tracking my bitch through an app. I'm tracking my bitch through the city.
Bitch.
She hop in the car and she ran. My bitch just don't understand. Sometimes it feels like it's planned. I guess we're the new Cassie and Diddy.
Who's
Cassie Ventura, the girl that Diddy beat up by the elevator, his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Way to compare yourself to him.
Yeah.
Right,
so,
good timing on that. Is he aware of
one
that
of the
scene?
Few worse comparisons right now than Kanye? He found it.
Yeah, so I guess that she actually got fed up with all of his, like,
she was
okay being paraded around like a trophy, and she was okay with him only marrying her because she looked like his ex-wife, but then him having anti-Semitic rants on Twitter was the last straw, I suppose.
Wearing a full Klan outfit. I mean, dude. Again, this is why he's banned.
Right. Like, if you were to play armchair psychologist there, Gordon, what do you think is wrong with him? Like, is it just addiction? Like, is it drugs, or he has said that he was misdiagnosed as bipolar?
No, he's definitely, he has something, some mental condition. I don't know whether that's schizophrenia or, I mean, I just don't know. A psychologist, P1, could tell us what his symptoms most align with. And of course, they have to do it on the down low because they can say, of course, I'm not, I don't treat him, so I can't render a diagnosis.
I've never spoken to him in person.
But most people know.
Yeah, and as I mentioned the other day, there was a P1 that emailed me and said that he believes that there is a dentist to the stars that does the grills for all of these rappers and athletes, that this dentist gets guys hooked on nitrous in order to then bilk them out of millions of dollars to get them to, keep coming back for more grills and to do elaborate procedures.
But nitrous doesn't cause swastikas and grills.
Well, but it causes brain damage.
Yeah. I am so glad that the ticket grill guy hasn't kind of thrown nitrous at us in that way.
Did you
Who's
ever
the ticket grill guy?
Did you ever
the guy that makes our grills so when we can all hang out?
When you were a kid and you would get cavities filled, did you ever get the laughing gas?
Sure, I still get it.
Do dentists still have nitrous as an option?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, you didn't know that?
I didn't know. I thought it was kind of taboo now.
No, it's awesome, bro.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's funny, man.
I go in for...
Do you get a to-go balloon?
Dental procedures like every week now.
Yeah, Gordon goes in for kisses.
We talked several times this week about CinemaCon, which is going on all week. It is for the movie studios to promote their forthcoming projects to the movie distributors. And one of the ones that came out today, Corby just showed me the Naked Gun trailer, the Naked Gun reboot with Liam Neeson. Definitely potential there. We're not going to play that, but we are going to play just a small clip from the sequel to Megan. Megan 2.0.
Didn't you see the first one?
Yeah, and you saw it too, Gordon, right? Did you like it?
I thought it was okay. Everyone was going like crazy for it and thought it was incredible.
So it's about
maybe it was oversold to me.
A doll
but it was good
that goes rogue.
Yeah, so yeah. It only cost $12 million to make and it made $180 million. It's from Blumhouse Studios, mm-hmm. you know, that do all the horror movies these days. And yeah, it's about there's a little girl who loses both her parents in a car wreck, and she goes to live with her aunt, and her aunt is a scientist who's been working on this AI robot, Megan, and so she thinks, well, maybe Megan can be a companion for my niece, mm-hmm. who is going through, you know, this really hard time, and then Megan takes the directive to protect the niece at all costs a little too far.
Okay.
And so Allison Williams plays the scientist. Her name is Gemma in the movie. And so the sequel, it's like this was the first one was very low budget and kind of a slow burn until you got to all the gore at the end. But the new one.
That's right. Thank you for mentioning that.
Hey, Al Gore.
Hey, Al. What's going on?
I'm glad to be there in the big scene at the end.
So the new one looks completely over the top because the premise is that someone stole the AI software, the designs for Megan, and they made a military grade weapon called Amelia. And Megan, her sentience has been put in like a little Teletubby looking robot. She doesn't have her full robot body. She's in timeout. But then in order to stop this new weapon, they have to give her an upgraded body because she's the only one that can stop this new AI robot. And so here's just a smidge of the trailer.
I was programmed to protect Katie. The only question is, are you going to stand in my way? Hold on to your vaginas.
I don't care if...
What?
Yeah, only that's, reason
that's,
we're doing
that's
this.
That's her catchphrase, is hold on to your vaginas.
Only reason we're doing this.
Mm. Yeah. So if you're interested in that, it's in theaters June 27th. And
you
they also
have to go together because you love the first one so much.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great, but
sounds
I enjoyed
great.
It.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a,
and the, a the guys.
Did you hold on to your vagina the whole time?
I did.
Owie.
I held into it the whole time. they also, the Blumhouse guys announced a, I guess it's kind of, I don't know if it's in the Megan universe.
The Megan universe. We're there right now.
Yeah, I
there's
guess.
A universe of Megan.
Is it a multiverse? Ooh.
But they announced a spinoff called Soulmate, but the A in mate is in eight, like the number eight.
Yeah.
And so it's described as an erotic thriller about a man who attempts to cope with the death of his wife by acquiring an AI android for companionship.
And Seoul is spelled S-E-O-U-L or whatever, so it's based in Korea?
No, no.
Oh.
And in the footage, the AI android, the companionship android, says things such as, "Tell me you love me, no one will ever know you like I do," and "Have I been a bad girl?"
Is it porn?
I've like, said that to every girl I've dated.
Seriously?
All three of those phrases.
Like, it, Gordon, would you, if you knew that it was safe, that it wouldn't turn on you and rip off your genitals, would you, would you love a sex robot?
Yeah, we will all have one of these one day.
Not me.
Oh. Yeah, you will, if you live long enough.
Are they just, you'll have a special sex robot closet in your house?
No, they'll walk around and they'll be like your greatest companion.
So you won't need a wife?
Correct.
You'll just
and she won't need a husband.
Yeah, you'll have
all the difficulties that you have with each other, all that goes away because then you have the perfect mate that gets all your jokes, that makes you laugh incredibly hard. It's, they're great at lovemaking. It's awesome.
So, all children will be genetically engineered, and all spouses will be robots.
Yes, correct.
That sounds great.
At what point, like how far down the road are we talking? Where this
50
is
years? Within 50 years.
You think 50 years. So we are basically right at the precipice, if that is even a word.
The cusp.
Cusp of human civilization being on the brink. Much like the
yes,
Ranger
but
season.
You have to understand, human civilization is just going to evolve. So it's going to, we are a stepping stone for the next great being, which is not us.
Right. Well, and then at some point,
not you.
They will take these robot bodies and figure out how to put human sentience in it, and then we can live forever with our robot spouses.
Correct.
And then we'll get on a giant space dildo and go off into the far reaches of the universe.
Why is it a space dildo?
God willing.
Well, because that's what Blue, that what that's what Blue Origin that's what Blue Origin looks like.
The space dildo?
Yeah.
Honey, can you pass the space dildo?
Speaking of a human existence being on the brink, Rumor Willis, daughter of Demi Moore and Bruce Willis.
How's Bruce?
He's not well. But she was on a podcast this week talking about how her relationship with her mom, Demi Moore, affects how she parents. She says that she co-sleeps with her daughter, Luetta, and has since Luetta was born.
Well, how old's Luetta?
That she's like
17.
Two. She's two.
Oh.
That's
and,
all right.
But she says
it's
honestly,
a beating, but it's all right.
She says, honestly, I hope Lou will still sleep with me when she's my age. And
weird.
She says, I still sleep in bed with my mom. I don't think it's weird.
How will you feed? So she's like 30 something and she sleeps with Demi Moore, like when she goes home?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. So Rumor is 36.
I guess you got
it. And good
Demi point. Moore is 62. And she says, she also says that she and her sisters still all take baths together. She says, that's the kind of house I grew up in.
Slower.
People might think it's crazy and weird, but I don't.
Yeah.
So Rumor and Scout and Tallulah or Tallulah.
Are we in the trust tree right now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. You don't need to be bathing with your 35-year-old sister.
Hot.
Intolerant sports. Corby.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
I thought that that's all you did when you went to go visit Colorado.
Right.
I think you have to pass a hot test. If you're hot, then you can do it.
I don't care. I just want to see the sex tape.
All right. Coming up, we have the rant revival.
Underrated bass line. All right, it's Rant Revival time every Thursday at 5:15
and 4:50.
We do the Rant Revival where we welcome back Gordon Keith into the fold.
Yes.
To do a recreation of our old Saturday show.
An homage.
An homage to it. Was that Dave's computer that was up? What was just played? Or was that Gordon's?
Well,
Gordon's. Gordon's, okay.
How was it mine? What happened?
You played something weird on your computer.
I did not.
Something you were looking at back there that wasn't a toilet flushing.
Okay.
Sponsored?
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
How about that, Eatsy's? Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, Gordon, if you remember, we talked about the incredibly unfortunate story of Mary-Kate Cornett.
Who's that?
She is the freshman at the University of Ole Miss, or Ole Miss University. I don't know how you say
University of Mississippi, a.k.a.
Ole Miss. Mississippi, Ole Miss.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You would know being a Mississippi kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she is having a wonderful freshman experience. First semester went great. Comes back home, has Christmas break. It's just awesome. She loves everything about her school. She gets back to school and is only there for less than a couple of weeks when on February 25th, somebody posted on some random message-based app called Yik Yak, which I never even heard of before.
That's because you're not a college student.
Yeah.
It's only the cool kids know about Yik Yak.
Really old.
It's popular with the college kids. And then it got on X or Twitter claiming that she, the college freshman from Houston, was having an affair with her boyfriend's father.
Yeah, that they had gone out for drinks and then she got drunk and went back to the dad's house and they shared intimacy.
Fluids.
One of the most irresponsible posts/follow-up that we have heard of in recent memory. And it got to the point a couple of days later where Pat McAfee is doing a draft preview. And
with Adam Schefter.
Has Adam Schefter on the show, and they're talking about the Ole Miss quarterback, Jackson Dart. And Pat led the panel down this path.
And this is from the news story.
Hey, bro.
Yep.
Sir.
Okay. Had a KD girlfriend.
Soon, the rumor was picked up by ESPN host Pat McAfee, though he didn't use her name.
This is what is being reported by everybody on the internet. Dad had sex with son's girlfriend.
Has anyone?
And Adam Schefter goes, what's this have to do with Jackson Dart? And then the guy, I don't know all the names of the guys on Pat McAfee's show. I guess I should.
They're Lando
they're
and
DJ.
They're
Daddy and Lando and DJ, yeah.
Right.
Same guys.
And when he asked that, they said, we're just wondering, his dad, we're just trying to combine evaluate. And then another guy says, yeah, Ole Miss dads are slinging meat right now. And then
comedy.
Yes. So that was about 90 seconds where Pat McAfee worked in the unsubstantiated rumor. And then I think it got way worse because...
Well, what happened was, as this becomes more and more viral, then her actual identity gets attached to it.
Yeah.
And her phone number gets attached to it. And she says she gets thousands of calls and texts. And we, so
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Antonio Brown feeds into it.
He posted a picture of the two of them saying this is who is having sex with her.
Yeah. And so the reason this is newsworthy again is that she just appeared on NBC News last night, that she's trying to take control of the narrative. And so she talks about the immediate repercussions of when her phone number gets out. And this is on the ticket, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I was having thousands of calls come through, thousands of texts coming through, calling me a whore, calling me a slut, telling me I deserve to die.
When you look back at the last 5 weeks, mm-hmm. is there one moment that sticks out for you?
With myself, it would probably be at 3 a.m. when I was throwing up. While holding the phone with all the texts on it. Just saying how horrible of a person I was and that I should end my life.
All because of an internet rumor.
All because of an internet rumor that has zero truth to it. Zero.
Dude, this is an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Who's already going through, you know, freshman year is really, really difficult for 50 to 75% of kids that go off to school. And then you add this on there.
Another repercussion of this is somebody found out where her mom lives in Houston and they swatted her mom's house.
That's where you make the fake call to the cops?
Yeah. And so police show up at her mom's house with guns drawn, banging on the door.
Oh my God. Mm.
Yeah. And so she goes on to say that all of the celebrities who latched onto this for its salacious nature, that she wants them to know how it's making her feel.
I don't think that these boys realize what they're doing to people. It's awful. It's awful. And having your life ruined by people who have no idea who you are is the worst feeling in the world. It makes you feel so alone.
And so now she has an attorney. And her attorney says that what has happened to her is cyberbullying, obviously, but is also grounds for a defamation case. She's saying you can't lie about someone with impunity, and that's what happened with Mary Kate. You can't lie for money, and not using her name, like Pat McAfee, is not a get-out-of-jail-free card, and saying allegedly is not a get-out-of-jail-free card, that these people are responsible for what they've done to her. So they are going to take legal action against Pat McAfee and ESPN and others, like Antonio Brown possibly, who helped spread this rumor and make it the number one trending topic on Twitter.
And again, she's not a public figure, and so you can't hide behind that, that old claim. And she was getting, you know, she had to move off campus.
Yeah, she's taking online classes now.
Yeah, I mean, she still had people like slipping notes under her door before the Ole Miss campus police were like, we can't do this anymore. Like slipping her notes, calling her a whore and a slut, telling her to kill herself. I mean,
okay, now, of course, all of our sympathy lies with her, and what happened to her was a tremendous wrong, because when people get in big groups, which is what the internet is, with diffused responsibility, everyone just acts like their worst self. But at the same time, like if people are using allegedly and people are not using her name, her lawyer feels they can go after everyone and it's a winnable case. No,
yeah, it's going
to, they choose to sue.
It's going to be a tough, true test. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be, I mean,
because those allegedly and not naming someone, those have always been important things to do. And now her lawyer saying that's not an important thing to do. We don't even have to do that anymore. You just either just report it as fact and use her name.
But also on that show,
we're going to sue you no matter what, either way.
But also on that show, like I said, at the end of that discussion that they were having about her with Adam Schefter, when you add on the caveat of, yeah, man, Ole Miss dads are slinging meat. I don't know how alleged, and I don't care if you're not using any names. It's just maybe
there's
it's
no
maybe
doubt it's creepy.
Yeah, it's just poor
it's
taste,
bad and taste, and all that kind of thing. But it's still the idea that if you say Ole Miss dads are slinging meat, that you can then be sued. I think that that's I think that people make comments like that all the time.
What if the dad
girls that go to University of Florida are easy? Okay, now you can be sued by every girl that goes to University of Florida. Because you can't prove that claim?
Why are you saying that? Well, why are you making that claim?
Why are you taking on Florida now?
All right.
This is you know what this is? This is
the
Ole Miss Florida rival that Gordon's taking the Ole Miss side.
Yeah. He's tired of people talking about Ole Miss. He needs to deflect.
Right.
What if the dad?
I agree with her and it's wrong, but I just don't see how you can make a legal precedent.
What if the dad had a sex robot that looked just like his son's girlfriend?
Really weird. Every newspaper that reports that some guy allegedly did something, he can also sue?
Yeah. Again, we're going to find out a lot if this gets...
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start using allegedly a lot more in community quick hits.
I wonder if this is a case, too, where Pat McAfee is a guy that's worth, you know, $100 million or whatever it is. If he tries to fight this settled...
He has that disclaimer that runs at the beginning of the show and in the crawl about this is an entertainment show and things we say are not always accurate and blah, blah, blah. I don't know the exact verbiage.
I'll read it to you.
It's a catch-all that I don't know will stand up in court.
The following program is a collection of stooges talking about happenings in the sports world. It's meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or ESPN. There may be some cuss words because that's how humans in the real world talk. If you are young, please seek permission before watching any further. Cheers, the Pat McAfee Show. P.S. Don't sue us.
Yeah, I think that's more of a comedic disclaimer. Than
yeah,
a
yeah, it is. It is.
Do you have a disclaimer on your Twitch stream?
No, uh-uh.
That's the Wild West out there. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah, but it's a really, really sad case of
it's horrible.
Oh, dude, I honestly can't imagine what this girl has gone through, what she's going through.
And they also talked to her dad.
Yeah, she talks about she talked to The Athletic as well, where she's like, I now think of it as my kids, whenever she has kids.
Yeah, this is going to be the first thing that comes up.
If they Google their mom's name, it'll still be there because the internet's forever.
Right. And how awful is that? Where they're going to be looking at grandpa.
Is grandpa my daddy?
Dude, it is sad. And
did
so
you ever ask that, Gordon?
If grandpa was that girl's kid's daddy?
No,
no,
was
yours,
your daddy.
Like your one-armed grandpa.
Oh, no.
From the war.
No, it never came up.
It never came up. Yeah, but you can see where her and you know, forget the legal team that she's working with, just her and her boyfriend and the father-in-law, they want their bowl of blood, and rightfully so. How can they not? Because they have no idea who posted that originally. They still don't.
Yeah, it's still anonymous as far as who put up the first rumor on Yik Yak.
That's the problem with the damn internet. We can't find out who did what.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I have time for one more quick rant story before we go?
Sure.
A palate cleanser?
Sure.
Do I have time for one more? So I saw this because, well, I don't want to give away the payoff, but this came to mind because I had an experience this morning that was fresh in my mind as I read this. But a mom in the UK, she walks into the living room. She lives in Lincolnshire. And she walks into the living room to see her one-year-old into something that he shouldn't be. Common parental experience. And so she's rolling on this. She has her camera phone out because she's trying to catch cute toddler things, right? She pans across the room, and you see mounds of dust and dirt on the couch. Then she pans over to her son. He's got an orange shirt, and his shirt is covered in dust. His mouth is covered in dust. And then she realizes that he got into her father's ashes.
Oh, no. Oh, her father's ashes.
That he was eating his grandpa's ashes.
That's hardcore. That's a Dahmer in the making.
Now, she says that the toddler appeared upset as though he knew he was doing something wrong and that maybe his grandpa didn't taste so good.
You have grandpa's ashes within...
like within reach of a toddler?
Yes.
Like, was it on the coffee table?
What are they doing? I mean, at the very least, the kid could knock it over.
It's on the TV tray next to you.
Yeah.
They
for dinner.
Seal the urns? I thought that...
No.
I mean, we childproof everything else. You don't childproof human remains.
Yeah, but this popped into my head. I saw this story and it registered because I just picked up Lita's ashes this morning, our dog that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm like, I got to make sure that it's out of Wells's reach or he's going to start eating Lita.
Gross. yeah, like my mom's ashes, they're sitting on a table that's high enough to where the dogs can't knock it over. And we don't have any toddlers or anything, but it's definitely not sealed or childproofed or anything. And by the way, whenever I die, or probably whenever they
put eaten by a toddler,
whenever they put me in a home, which is probably not too far away, my kids are going to take my mom, and that is going to be summarily tossed somewhere.
That's the question I have, is like, that's only one generation that keeps ashes.
Yes.
And then what happens?
They're gone.
Because I mean, otherwise...
Do you scatter it or you just throw away...
For a while.
You throw away the urn?
You don't have... Do you know any of your friends that have three generations worth of ashes sitting on their mantle?
No. No, you don't. The concept of it is ridiculous. Cremation is fine. The saving of the ashes is weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Why do you have your mom then?
I don't know. I find it weird.
You need to think of a place to scatter her. Some place that would be important to her.
The old ticket studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Summer chill.
AT&T yeah. Plaza between Dirk and Madonna. She would love that.
All of these are terrible ideas. Summer chill.
Maybe just
onto the crowd.
Maybe sink her in the interlocking canal.
Like we put a huge industrial fan up on the stage of Summer Chill and then just throw her out there.
And the P1s all get a mouthful of your mom.
Take that.
Well, the mom says that.
Eat mom.
Go buy a t-shirt.
The mom tells one person who commented that her dad would find it comical.
Oh, okay.
And that her son is fine and he didn't consume too much.
Right.
You know, you can get the ashes, Corby, compressed. There's a few options. Compressed into a diamond and you can wear it on a ring or something like that.
Okay, no. Go on.
Well, the other one you're really not going to want to hear.
Oh, no. What is it? Like pack it with placenta? And
no, you haven't heard of the...
Dildo.
That's correct.
What?
People make, like women who lose their husbands will make a dildo.
A phallus?
That's filled with their ashes.
I believe the proper term is dildo.
Dude, well, I know,
like,
Norm. I'm
so you shake it up like sea monkeys?
Yeah, it's like a snow globe in there. It's see-through and the ashes, you watch them all settle.
You guys are making this up. This does not happen.
Google it.
It's real.
Google dill urn.
All right. I guess I'll Google dill urn now.
Yeah. So it's either ticket stock or dill urn. You have to pick.
Okay. I don't want to make mom into a dill urn.
Whoa.
All right. We're so late. I'm sorry.
All right. That's okay. Gordon, thank you. We love you. Tonight, Twitch. Yes.
7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. It's free.
There you go. Totally free.
Love you, bud.
All right.
Love you.